age, you know, it's almost like the Dr. Manhattan syndrome. It's like once you live into infinity, time feels shorter. It almost crushes our perception of time. It's just being compressed into a tiny little ball. And so this show is brought to you by that, by this wonderful and anxious feeling that I think everybody carries to some degree. So with that, let's get on going with some music today. Today, why don't we start with a song by the band Aqueduct Ensemble. This is a piece called Potter's View North.
This message is intended for Guy.
Thank you. The German singer's on now. Gather at her feet. Alive and on the other side, and in a mood for dancing. Words are thrown across the room, leaving echoes as if gunshots. Swaying in and out, cool and slow, her body movements, the spit and the saliva. She is here to be your muse. Do you remember how we used to feel? Sneaking up against each other, thirsty just to be, and to remember it for always. Oh, you took me for a ride then, I rolled on with you. Oh, you took me for a ride then, I stayed on with you. But none of it was right, none of it was right. To me, the sunset in me screaming. The German singers on now, gather at her feet, alive and on the other side, and in a mood for dancing. Words are thrown across the room, leaving echoes as if gunshots. Swaying in and out, cool and slow, her body movements, the spit and the saliva. She is here to be your muse. Just to be, and to remember it for always. Oh, you took me for a ride then, I rolled on with you. Oh, you took me for a ride then, I stayed on with you. But none of it was right, none of it was right. To me.
And welcome back to the speaking portion of I Come From the Mountain. Apologies for the first couple minutes of that first track. Seems that I just can't ever do a seamless show. Not sure why, just the way the brain works sometimes, you know, but apologies. There was a little bit of skip there on my end, but I hope you still enjoyed it. You heard a couple tracks that got lined up for you there. The last, we're working our way backwards. As usual, we had Erica Angel, a song called German Singer, off of her new album, The Obsession with Her Voice. Before that, you heard from Big Brave, Montreal Doom Rockers, a song called Theft, off of their album, A Chaos of Flowers. Second on the list, we have JRCJE, with a song called 34 off of his upcoming album, Grim Iconic Sadistic Mantra. And we started with an older song by the ensemble, I guess, band, act, Aqueduct Ensemble, a song called Potter's View North, from their single album, Improvisations on an Apricot. Staying sort of in the jazz realm a little bit, here's another kind of like weird thing that I've dug up from my perusings through the internet. This is an act named Last Exit, they were active in the late 80s. So this is quite an older song, but I hope you enjoy it. It's kind of weird, kind of wild, and definitely feel like there should be more jazz that takes of from these kinds of traditions. So with that, I will now play you a song called Backwater off of their self-titled. Hope you enjoy it, and you're listening to I Come From the Mountain. Thank you.
plug as you like, with chips, pews and pills and sexual desires. I'm sorry, but as it's strained, you've only just missed it away, like the sting of cousin so mothered and slapped it away, away. A hand longer, a second that you felt its reach, so plug away then. But you've only just missed it.
You count the gold.
And welcome back one last time to the speaking portion of I Come From The Mountain. And you just heard a couple of very decent tracks, very decent indeed, from a number of artists. So let's get into that. Before, the song you just heard was the band Joyer, a song called Fall Apart off of their new album Night Songs. Before that, you heard from USA Nails, a British post-hardcore band, a song called I Love It When You Succeed from their new album Feel Worse. Before that, the kind of mire of indie shoegaze noise that you heard was Stugai, a song called Bui off of his album Europa that came out in 2018. Somewhere in the poeticism of folk and banjo and strange mumblings was Truck Violence, a song called He Ended the Bender Hanging off of their upcoming album Violence. They're a Montreal duo for quartet, floats between them, but I'm very excited about this one. Never heard of these people before, so I'm very excited for what they have to offer. The creepy banjo with the kind of like show me the body spoken word delivery was very unsettling in a very cool way. And before that, you heard from one of my all-time favorites, Thou, a song called I Feel Nothing When You Cry off of their brand new album Umbilical. And we started off that dark little section with Last Exit, a song called Backwater off of their 1986 debut Last Exit. And with that, we are closing in here on the end of the show. I have one more song for you, but first, perhaps a little bit of talking, because I need to fill some space, and it's important that you hear my voice, because ultimately, one day, when everything is lost to infinite playlist and AI domination, perhaps what we will miss most about radio is the human element of it, the human voice that comes into it. Radio, you know, I say it all the time. It's like kind of like the spine of the show in many ways. It's like showing that radio has an artistry to it. It has a power to it that doesn't need you to have schooling or technical prowess or anything beyond a desire to share your world, your inner world, with a listener or with anybody, right? And I think that everyone, you know, we've entered this era of no criticism, no feedback. Everything has to be sterilized and done in such a way that it's impossible to give opinion. And, you know, like, that seems like that's a very slippery slope into some pretty problematic thinking, and I'm not here for that. But what I am here for is that all art is ultimately subjective. It's subjective by the people who make it, and subjective by the people who get to experience it. And we should not be afraid to share our subjectivity, because ultimately that's what makes you valuable in a lot of ways. Like, it's what makes your art valuable. It's what makes your curatorial power valuable. Like, what makes me any different than any other schmo that could get onto this microphone and talk to you about what songs are good and anything else that I do. So in some ways, I just want to put out this call, a reminder that no effort is too small and no voice is too small. And you should get on the radio if you think you have things to say, because you probably do. And you'd probably do a much better job than I have. So ultimately, if I can do it and I can be here doing my B-minus job, then get in here and do your A-plus job. Other news that are important to share, just because my other hat here is I'm also the art director of Discorder magazine. Discorder has put out a new issue. It's very good. You should check it out. We cover a whole bunch of really, really cool artists from the local scene and lots of local happenings. And you know, if you're looking for, much like the radio, if you're looking for a place to share opinion, write an article, take a photograph, be an illustrator, like, Discord has a no barrier policy, and we're looking for you. So reach on out, get involved. Cool. I'll leave you with one last song. This is older only by virtue of it being like 2020, which is like 5 years ago, and in this hyper moving world that we exist in now, 5 years, even 1 year seems like old news. But this is a very good song. I keep coming back to it all week. It has helped me through some dark times, and I hope it helps you. This song is called Everything Turns Black to Blue by the act Slow Attack Ensemble from their album from 2020, Music for Turntable Guitars and Sampled Instruments. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a beautiful, melancholic song. And I will see you in 2 weeks, maybe sooner, if I can convince somebody to please put me on a weekly rotation. But, you know, we'll see. So this has been I Come From the Mountain. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.